name is Bianca Barrel.
And I'm Bianca's dad.
And we live in South Florida.
And we are huge fans of
The Indicator Podcast from Planet Money. Because it explains economics so clearly, clear enough for me, like a 9-year-old like me, to understand mostly everything.
And I learned a lot too.
Yeah.
You think it's easy doing that podcast?
Of course not.
And so we were thinking of ideas how to support them and how other people can support them. And you actually had a good idea. What do you think?
Go to donate.npr/indicator to donate to your local member station.
Okay, we're going to do that, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
So again, please go to donate.npr.org/indicator. We would so appreciate it. The news this week has been filled with images from the protests in Paris that happened over the weekend.
The so-called yellow vest protesters in France have vowed to keep fighting the government.
They want to say that fuel prices are getting too high.
Some have described the violence in Paris on Saturday with burnt buildings, burnt cars, graffiti and smashed shops and looting as some of the worst violence that France has seen since 1968.
The protesters, known as the Yellow Vests, were reacting to a bunch of economic reforms that President Emmanuel Macron has put in place, including a planned tax increase on gasoline. This is The Indicator from Planet Money. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith.
And I'm Cardiff Garcia. Today on the show, we look at Macron's economic reforms for France, why they got people so upset, and how the Yellow Vest movement has a lot of parallels with things going on in the U.S.
I know that you have lots of friends and family in France. Have you spoken with them about it? What are they saying about what's going on?
Oh, they're horrified. They're horrified. Nobody thought it would be that bad.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, MailChimp. MailChimp does so much more than email. They've outgrown their name. With automation, ad campaigns, and audience management, MailChimp can help your business outgrow its name, too. Not just mail, MailChimp. Support also comes from Amazon Web Services. How are we streaming millions of movies on demand? Amazon Web Services is how. It's the cloud leading enterprises trust to build big ideas. More at awsishow.com/podcast.
When you see photos and videos of the rioting in Paris, you see people waving these enormous French flags, some of them wearing face masks, and a lot of them, most of them, wearing these day-glow yellow vests with reflective tape around the middle.
Bernard Salinier is an economist at Columbia University, and he was born in Paris. He says the yellow vests are actually a really practical uniform for this particular movement.
Think about these gilets jaunes, yellow vests, is that everyone has a yellow vest in their car. It's compulsory. It's by law, everyone has to have one of these fluorescent vests in case they have to stop on the side of the road so they can be visible.
Oh, if you have to, like, stop and change your tire.
Exactly.
In addition to being practical, because almost everyone has a yellow vest, Bernard says the yellow vests represent one of the annoying rules that drivers have to follow in France. Macron has been adding to those rules by lowering speed limits across the country, putting stricter emission standards in place, and raising the tax on gasoline. That last part would raise the price of fuel in France by more than 10 cents a gallon.
If the French economy has been stuck in a rut for years, and the higher tax would raise money for the French government. It would also reduce the country's carbon emissions, something that historically has had widespread support in France. But it is expensive. Gas already costs as much as $7 a gallon in some parts of France. That's almost triple the price we pay for gas here in the U.S.
So, I mean, a lot of this sounds sort of understandably upsetting, but...
But nothing that should bring people to burn cars in the middle of Paris, right?
That's what I was going to say. I mean, why is this causing? I mean, people are just so upset.
So the increase in itself was fairly minimal, but it came on top of this broader feeling that you have the elites deciding in Paris and inflicting pain on people who feel abandoned, really.
Inflicting pain on people who feel abandoned. Bernard says the Yellow Vest movement is kind of like the populist movements that we've seen in the United Kingdom, which a lot of people say led to Brexit. Also, the rising populist sentiment right here in the U.S., which a lot of people think also led to the election of President Donald Trump. And Bernard says the rural population in France and people in smaller cities are feeling left behind. Businesses are moving away, economic opportunity is shrinking, and the people making the decisions seem out of touch and far away in those wealthy cities.
Bernard says many of President Macron's planned economic reforms have hit right at the heart of this. He's reduced the famously strong French job protections. About a year ago, Macron changed the labor code to make it easier for companies to fire people. In the past, it's been nearly impossible for French businesses to fire people or even lay people off if business was bad. And this was really hard on companies. They often had to pay huge fines if they wanted to get rid of someone. The idea behind Macron's reforms was that making it easier for companies to fire people or let people go would also encourage them to hire more often and, you know, put people on the books. But when the reforms were made to the labor code earlier this year, there was just a wave of layoffs and firings across the country, and thousands of people lost their jobs.
Macron also planned cuts to the country's pension system, and not surprisingly, that was not popular among retired people. He also reformed the country's tax system in ways that did help the middle class, but hurt the country's poorest, while really helping at the same time the really wealthy. The gas tax fed into this as well, says Bernard, because people in urban areas like Paris often don't have cars. The people who rely on cars largely are in the countryside.
The ironic thing about all these reforms, though, is that they weren't really a surprise. Macron was very open about his economic plans for France when he ran for office, and he was elected by a pretty big margin.
He came to power on a program of reforms that was basically supported, but it was a balanced program of reforms. And he did the toughest part first, the one that would make him unpopular.
Bernard says Macron seems to have tried to get all of the bad stuff out of the way early, but it was a lot at once. And then, says Bernard, he got unlucky.
See, Macron thought the economy would grow faster than it did, and it would help kind of cushion the blow of these changes. But instead, growth has stagnated. Unemployment in France has basically held steady at 9%, which is super high. Meanwhile, people just saw their pensions shrinking, job protections going away, and their taxes going up. A report out of the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development today found that in 2017, among the world's wealthiest countries, France was the one that taxed its population the most heavily.
And the French look at Germany, where there's basically no unemployment. They see that the euro area was worse hit than France during the Great Recession, but has recovered better. And so they're unhappy.
Bernard says Macron does have plans that counterbalance some of the more austere measures, such as large-scale retraining programs for laid-off workers. But a lot of those programs haven't been put in place yet because Macron was trying to get all the hard stuff out of the way first.
But now Macron is under attack, and Bernard says the real problem with that is that France really needs these reforms to get its budget in order and to start growing and creating more jobs. But now, because of the way everything was handled, Bernard worries France's economy will just remain stuck.
It's absurd that France is stuck with such a high unemployment rate. All of my adult lifetime, and the only way of understanding this is that there are structural problems in the economy that call for reforms.
What have you been thinking watching all of the news coming out of Paris the last week?
Well, it's not unheard of. You know, cars being burnt in Paris is not new. So it's deplorable. It's depressing because it says something about the resistance of the French to change and this growing gap between the elites who govern and the population. I hate seeing this kind of thing in the middle of the city I was born in. But again, it's not the first time.
The gas tax increase has in fact now been postponed for 6 months in response to those protests. And an increase in electricity prices that was also planned for this winter has also been put off. And so have the stricter emission standards.
In spite of all that, more yellow vest protests are expected this weekend.